I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Christmas Day, Islamic extremists attacked a church service in Kaduna State, Nigeria. Attackers drove up on motorbikes, killing one Christian and kidnapping 53. Just a week earlier, Fulani herdsmen killed 40 Christians and burned down 100 houses. Why didn't these tragedies appear in the headlines? Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
in some ways, it shows how far away Nigeria is for most Americans, and particularly Americans in the media industry. But the other thing, and I think really the heartbreaking thing, is that this has become so common in northern Nigeria that if you're a news producer, it's not a story. It's another day in Nigeria.
The violence has driven over 2 million people from their homes. The extremists want to control northern Nigeria, essentially splitting the country in two. Even as we ask God to change their hearts, pray gospel boldness for believers. And in Ghana and Uganda, Every Child Ministries noticed a problem. Kids moving through their sponsorship programs lost support after becoming teens. Mark Lucky says,
you start to realize that in places like Ghana, practically 60% of the population is under the age of 25. In Uganda, it's even higher. It's about 70% of the population is under the age of 25. 15 to 25% of the population is teens whose needs are not being met. And many times these kids are living in poverty.
That's why ECM started the Next Step program. It helps kids move from their sponsorships to independence. Pray the program would help many teens across Ghana and Uganda, and ask God to strengthen them and work powerfully in their young adult lives. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.